Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Time to see the weekly calendar and submit your shows.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
I want your blood. I want your soul.
Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
I want them both right now.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Here is David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
All right, Lunger, let's do it.
It is 9:06 on a Tuesday. 103.7 The Buzz Morning Mayhem. I do not see. Baz, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh,
I'm
there
here.
You go. There you go.
Got a little distracted.
It happens. Don't worry about it. Yeah, Justin.
Double R is beside us eating his, pistachios?
Is he eating part of Double the R, nut and putting half of it down?
No, we'll see. It's not well. By the way,
Baz finished his.
I finished my protein bar. Thank you, guys. Just wanted to let you know that Double R is with us now. Double R, Justin. I'm telling you, I have never seen Randy Rainwater in such great shape. I mean, tip top, got the bald head going there, the Michael Jordan look. He's got a washboard stomach,
aerodynamic. Abs.
Yeah. He's built.
I mean, he's
a brick. You know what?
Listen, I remember Randy was trying to steal Justin occasionally. Yeah,
I know. And then somebody tried to pull rank on me, something to do. Morning Madness, they wouldn't let.
Oh, Morning
That's
Madness.
That's not true. I said, it's hard enough for us to get him on our show.
Yeah, we're not going to share.
No. We were glad if he wanted to do it.
Double R, you know,
Justin called me and said, look, Basil, lay down the law. I can't be on here anymore. I can't talk to you guys anymore.
So we just found out that we mentioned we've got the Silverfield coming on Thursday. So John David's going to come by, and he said he's just going to hang out, Raj, for the show.
Yep.
And he just said, great. I said, that'll be great. And then he goes, I just got to take smoke breaks.
There's a door right down there.
Don't worry. We'll find you some smoke breaks. So 661-1037. You were saying any other layoffs besides the Ravitch one?
It's all Carl Ravitch. We heard about Ryan Clark yesterday, but Carl Ravitch is pretty big.
I haven't seen
any others yet.
Apparently,
the NFL Network is going to have some today.
Carl Ravitch is so good at baseball. I mean,
but ESPN lost the rights to it. Well, they didn't. They didn't renew them.
The Sunday Night Baseball.
NBC got that.
So he was doing college basketball and college baseball.
College basketball with Jimmy Dykes.
Yeah, he did college basketball.
Who was when was the last round of cuts then? Who was it they cut of note? Seemed like there was somebody of significance that got cut by ESPN like a year or two ago. They had another big round of cuts for talent.
Well, now
I'm
not sure, but it's like all their money has to either go to pay Pat McAfee or Stephen A. Smith.
Yep. Yeah.
Right. And I'm not a fan of either.
He's making over $40 million
really.
A year.
Yeah, so let me McAfee. So Christian, you're more closer to the demographic that they're aiming for with McAfee. Are you a fan of McAfee or no?
No. It's not for me.
I think it's foolish.
Okay.
Personally.
Yeah. It's definitely just it's like, geared towards a younger demographic is what that is.
It's similar to Barstool a little bit, which I'm also not a fan of.
Yeah.
I agree. I'm with you. I know I'm in the minority, but
they're both like frat boy outlets.
Yeah.
I can't get
it. You know what? They're professionalism in my opinion.
Yeah, let me tell you their goal. Right, their goal is to get that 18 to 34 especially 18
and 25.
I don't
know if they're succeeding.
You know.
But maybe they are.
I don't know. I mean, they've got... Maybe they are. I mean, they wouldn't be paying that guy.
That better be at $40
million
a year.
That's what I'm saying. I can't imagine them not being happy. Of course, he crosses over to WWE and all that, and sort of it gets that same crowd, male, young male audience. That's sort of the goal. 661-1037 is the number. I don't know what's happened to the president of the Hall of Fame, but that's okay. I was going to mention, want to mention a couple birthdays today. Isn't Allie Landry the hot girl on Landman now?
No. It's Allie Warder.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought the same thing when I looked at her. No, she's different.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who's
so
Allie
Landry?
Landry?
Is it still
Allie
a hottie?
Allie Landry was she's the from Doritos from... commercials back in the day.
Yes.
Oh, I know who this
That's
is.
That's right,
yeah.
Justin.
Yeah.
Which ones?
I thought Doritos.
The Doritos.
Yeah, it is Doritos.
That is, no, that's right. Yeah, that's right. It's the Doritos girl. That's right. Yeah, she's 53. I thought that's who it was. And I'm sort of shocked by this. Did you see Roger? Speaking of another a woman who we brought her up the other day, notable soccer star, Brittany Chastain, who took her shirt off.
Oh,
remember?
Yeah. Remember that.
Guess
yep.
how old she is. So, I was
46.
58.
58?
I know. I was like, wow. That means that she was older than I thought when she won the gold medal. Remember, Justin, when the women's team won the World Cup, and she took her shirt off, and she had the sports bra.
The ham? That was in the Rose Bowl.
No, not ham. Ham was on the team, but it was Brandi Chastain that took her shirt off. Oh. That was on the cover, like a sports.
It was a PK. She dropped down to her knees. It was a penalty kick. Dropped down to her knees, okay. Took it off. Right?
Yeah, you don't remember that, Justin?
It was Chastain. Yeah, it was definitely Chastain.
Okay.
I know.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah. Okay.
Sure.
The,
no, I was thinking
the
of
other couple
Solo
other ones
that did that, but not Ham.
Yeah,
she
was on that team
soccer
too.
Soccer player too.
Yeah, all three of those were on that team. Right?
Hope Solo was the goalie.
That's right. Hope Solo, Mina Ham,
in '98.
No, I don't know. I don't know.
No, I don't.
I think that would have been too early.
Hope Solo might have been.
I do too, because I think Hope Solo.
That would have been too early. Age. I think.
Was Abby Wambach on that team?
Look at you. Ooh,
you watch, have
watch
no
out,
clue.
Man.
Yeah.
Watch your
watch
mouth.
Your day.
Abby Wambach.
Yeah.
CeCe Sabathia having a birthday today.
We'll
where
see.
Do you rank? Where do we rank CeCe Sabathia of baseball guys, Justin Moore, as far as, I mean, he was an elite pitcher.
He's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I was going to say he's a Hall of Famer.
Shep's looking down on him.
Rainwater's a CeCe
Between
Sabathia
Cleveland
guy.
And New York, he was a Hall of Famer. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So he's
he
already in the Hall
young.
Of Fame.
With Cleveland,
he's already been voted in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he's in.
Yeah.
Okay, he's a big
he went
dude.
In either last year,
he's a big dude too, right? Big dude.
Oh, he's a big man. He's
yeah,
6'6", 300.
Also today,
could
Bert,
never
speaking
get
of,
his hat on straight.
I think I remember that. The other one I want to bring another sports birthday: Al Hrabowski. Double R, we see him over in Hot Springs at the.
Oh, we love him.
Yeah, he's great on the air, and he was an intimidating guy. Played with the Royals, right? And who else?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, we're going back.
Cardinals,
yeah.
Right? Because he does Cardinals broadcasts, or
yeah,
used to.
That little show in the afternoon is going to be back again for that baseball.
Yeah,
that they have.
Well, that's a big weekend. I think I guess
last,
the new names.
Last year, for the first time, Bill Lee.
Yeah.
If. He'll be back again this year, and I'll get him back on again this year.
You had him last year.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Yeah, he's crazy, man,
he
right?
is absolutely crazy.
Wrote the book, Spaceman or something?
Yep, Spaceman.
Yeah. Who else did you have? Who did we have, Roger? It was so funny last. Oh, no, I know it was. It was the reliever for the Yankees. He was so outspoken.
Oh, Goose.
Goose. It was Goose.
Goose.
Man, he was on fire. I mean,
Goose is always on the loose.
Justin, you should have heard him, man. He was not holding back. He was. and I think, if I'm not mistaken, his son roomed with R.J. Hawk at UCA.
His son was
a baseball player at UCA.
That's right.
Also, it's the birthday of Robin Williams. I just got through mentioning yesterday. That I wanted to watch Good Morning Vietnam.
Yeah, we're going to do it or what?
Yeah.
No, what was it? Was it that or what?
It was.
No,
it was Good
yeah,
Morning
I just,
Vietnam.
Yeah, I didn't realize, obviously, Robin Williams' birthday is today. He's got more movies than I remember. Miss Doubtfire.
Good Morning Vietnam!
That may need to be in the open, Raj. You got Dead Poets Society. You got The Fisher King. You got Patch Adams. Jumanji. I mean, he was in a lot
Miss
more movies. Goodwill Hunting, Miss Doubtfire, yeah. Was he up for an award for Miss Doubtfire or no?
Good question.
Sure. Probably should have been.
Yeah.
But.
So anyway, it was his birthday. And what did he die of? Did he overdose? What
suicide.
Suicide.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he said, was.
I don't know the method.
He hung himself. I believe he hung himself. I think it was a tie around a doorknob.
Another another actor from Saturday Night Live, John Lovitz, who was also in City Slickers. I think the was it the first one or the second one? I think it
first one for sure.
First one.
Yeah.
He's having a birthday today.
You know what? I take that back. I don't know.
You don't know.
I don't know. I'm sitting here trying to think.
A couple others. You started playing them a minute ago, Roger. Cat Stevens.
I think it was the second one.
Cat Stevens.
Yeah.
Wild World, Peace Train. He was obviously big in the 70s. Let me click me off so we can listen to this for a second.
Now I've been happy lately.
Peace Train.
Yes.
Thinking about the good things to come.
Great stuff. Great stuff right here.
I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, I've been smiling.
I need to learn that on the ukulele.
Dreaming about the world.
Dang straight, you do.
And I believe it could be someday it's going to come. Cause out on the edge of darkness, there rides the Peace Train. Oh, Peace Train, take this country. Come take me home again.
Now, Roger, didn't we learn the story from Asa Hutchinson about Cat Stevens in 9/11? Do you remember the story?
I vaguely remember a story about him. Can't say if it was Ace or whatever. I'm not going to doubt you. You are all knowing. Was it something because he had changed his name that prevented him or something at that time?
Or something that Asa was involved because he was with Homeland Security, I think, at the time. He had been DEA, and there was a big holdup, and because they had flagged this passenger on the plane. And I think it turned out to be Cat Stevens, but his what's his name?
Yusuf Islam, which I think he's had since like the 70s. He changed his name a long time ago.
You got that, Justin, you're learning there. Yusuf Islam, right?
I'm taking notes.
So anyway, I thought that I may be off on that.
No,
wise,
but, you're close to it. A shout out to Pinto. Said Robin Williams died by his own hand, you son of a
The other, Randy, have you heard that clip, by the way? This is the clip. Speaking of playing clips, so Roger, I asked Roger about his father-in-law, was his father-in-law still alive, and Roger gave the answer, and then had to switch midway through after you're right. Can you play that one for Double R?
Don't have it handy. Can't find it.
I don't find it.
We just got through having a conversation.
Christian,
here's one. What is this one right here? Is this it right here?
I'm not gay.
Randy, what are you doing? I don't know why you keep. What's that about?
We'll let Christian find this one.
Is this it here?
Obama!
No, that's not it.
No, that's not. That's not it.
Is it this one?
Seems like bailing you out of trouble is getting to be a lifetime job for me.
That's it, Johnny.
We should get Peter Burns, by the way. Look at that guy. He's like, just come over and sit down with us, Peter. Hold on a second. Let's see if we can make this work. So, Randy, what it was, so Roger realizes that he's wrong in his assessment of his father-in-law. He thinks he's a certain way, and he realizes midway through the thing that I'm wrong, and he has to change. But it's the way he gets very serious at the beginning and says about
it's
the.
It's such a virtue signal. I tried to soften the fact that he killed himself. Oh, thank you, Christian. Thank you, Christian.
Here we go. Let's play.
Sack.
Roger, what about your father-in-law?
You know what?
Still around?
Oh, no.
He's gone long.
No. They're gone. Both of them have passed. One by his own hand. I take that back. I'm sorry. I'm thinking about. Forgive me for this.
The TTE story?
Samantha's dad is still alive.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
There it is right there. That's it right there. Listen, if I count, I can count on one of them. I had more than one father-in-law, you rats. One of them killed himself. You want me? Let me help you. Here's the deal. Let me do it this way. All right, here's the thing. I tried to soften it by saying by his own hand.
Here's
what happened. He had a shotgun. He got some propane tanks, let him loose in his house, pulled the trigger. It didn't kill him. But when the fumes were all in his house and the ice maker clicked, that's what blew his house up. You feel better now? You're right.
Wow.
Huh? That's exactly what happened.
Randy, the way he delivered it, first he goes, you know, he got very serious.
I think
serious,
by his own hand is better.
Died by his own hand. And then he immediately goes, oh, wait a minute. No, he's still alive. Sorry about that.
Oh, my God.
Okay, fine. Oh, that's fine.
Oh, my God.
That is so
fine.
Until
we just replayed it. And I don't know if we need to again, maybe, but... Baz goes, wow, wow. There's a couple of good wows.
Play it one more time.
Well, you got Peter Burns here. What are you doing?
Roger, what about your father-in-law?
You know what?
Still around?
Oh, no, no.
He's gone? Long
no, no,
gone?
No. They're gone. Both of them have passed.
They're gone.
One by his own hand. I take that back. I'm sorry. Forgive me for that.
The TTE story?
Samantha's dad is still alive.
That's the other one. That's the one. Good dude.
Justin.
The one I met last lived the longest.
It's when he goes, wait a minute, they're alive. And I go, whoa. I was saying it because he just now realized they're both alive.
Oh, my gosh.
I
hadn't noticed it until just then.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm sorry. I love you guys. I'm sorry. See, it's not you. I blame myself.
See, Randy, we have rotated through. We had Trey's Chef AI.
We did.
We've done Roger. We've got Vickery.
Now listen, mister. Don't tell me that.
This is right. That one there.
That's Justin. That's not AI. That's Justin
not
trying
AI.
To.
You
he's
know
trying
what?
To work.
I'm gonna
what time
work
yesterday,
on
Randy,
board.
Did you say Prego?
I have no idea.
He said instead of Pavia yesterday, which I think is a great line. The Prego is a great line.
Prego's better.
Yeah. Hey, you just go with it.
I think Prego
is that the spaghetti sauce?
I didn't know what anybody was talking about.
I'm just trying to make up something that was really bad.
No, you're good. You're good, buddy.
Because I went blank. I told Trey, I just went blank. I just grabbed the name. I didn't even think what it was. I should have said Pringles or something like that.
661-1037. We'll go ahead and take a break. And
no, we're not.
Yeah, what's that?
Not doing it.
Why is that? You want to play some more? You want to play some more?
Yeah, we'll play some more.
Come on, punch him up. Let's go.
We're gonna play him right here. Let's see what we got right here.
Where's some David?
I can almost
taste
it right now.
What? How about this one?
What about the one with Justin? What about the one with Justin? When he says it's too. It's loud, and then you go, why are you talking so loud, Justin?
Yeah. Oh,
he never...
Say that again, Justin? Oh, your volume's a little...
You don't remember what
now.
You don't remember what the movie that had that in it was?
Why are you yelling?
Because he said
he's too quiet.
I love that one. That's one of my favorites.
In honor of the anniversary, I did pull Baz choking on the steak.
Oh, you sure did. You sure did.
All right, go ahead. Yeah, 9 years.
9 years
is
ago yesterday, dude. Yesterday.
Oh,
9 years
wow.
ago. Yeah, I know. I'll send
Kevin
you
Trainor,
the picture. I'll
Kevin Trainor joins us.
He wants to hear this.
We're going to play the clip of me choking live on the air on a steak. And,
just in time.
Yeah, all just right. in time. Here we go.
All right, go ahead, Christian, please, by your own hand.
What's the biggest wedding you could have up here, you think? How many people would work?
I think about 350.
So now I try to swallow the steak.
300 is the
and
biggest.
You can hear me start
inside,
wheezing in a second in the background.
But now we have the amphitheater, so we ought to be able to have a little bit more.
Yeah, I had someone on...
can't talk, can't breathe.
Someone sent me a message, and then went on the Keithley Service Company. I think I might have to get him. I think he's choking. There it is. Holy moly. We have got an incident right here. Good?
Listen to me. Listen.
We will be right back.
He spit, out a 12-ounce filet is what he did.
I thought it was gone.
It's a heavy clip.
But Justin nailed it. Justin nailed it. You talk and eat steak real fast. but it takes you 4 hours to eat a lifesaver.
Yes, so what happened, Kevin, the guy that was a park ranger, Shea Lewis, who is now the head, tried to move it, and it didn't work. So Roger jumps in. Roger tries to get it out of me. Yeah. That didn't work, so Shea has to jump back. I'm thinking I'm getting ready to die here.
Yeah. Wow.
Shea does it a second time.
I spelled him. I spelled Shea. Give Shea a little break to catch his breath while
you
I hop in there to try. I tried to help.
You loosened
out.
It. He did, Justin.
I get mocked for trying to save his life. Now, I want him to choke again when I'm with him just so I can look at him and go, where's your Moses now, huh?
The other thing, though, Justin, is the fun part of that is just Roger goes, oh, nope. We have an incident.
Yeah, I'm choking with you on that one. Yeah, I'm choking with you.
Yeah,
on that one.
I'm not sure what the slap to the face was for, Roger. That seemed like that wasn't helping. But
well,
just for good measure.
That was a little foreplay, I guess, is what that was. You like that? You like that? Okay.
You got a second, Kevin?
Yeah, hang on.
Kevin is in between. He's still doing the Q&A or what do you call it?
Moderating.
Everything here at the SEC Media Day. He's been doing it how many years now?
This is year 15.
Year 15. Yeah. How about that? He's not. You're no longer with the athletic department of UVA, but you are still being asked to do this, which is outstanding. All right. Don't go away. We'll be back in just a minute.
If you don't already have the Bet Saracen Sports Wager app, download it today from the app stores or go to BetSaracen.com. Bet Saracen is Arkansas's favorite sports betting app.
This is SportsCenter.
Arkansas basketball scheduled another marquee matchup for the 2026-2027 season yesterday. They'll play Indiana at Madison Square Garden on November 17th as part of the Bad Boy Mower Series. The Razorbacks have played the Hoosiers 5 times previously with a 3-2 record. Indiana joins North Carolina, Michigan State, and Arizona as other big-time non-conference matchups so far. SEC Media Days continue today with Georgia, Auburn, Vanderbilt, and South Carolina taking the main stage. Stay tuned to the Buzz for updates. Coverage is brought to you thanks to First Security Bank, Kaufman by Design, Blackman Auctions, UAMS, Bet Saracen, and the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery. And the Arkansas Travelers return to action against the Tulsa Drillers at Dickey Stevens Park tonight with first pitch set for 6:35. Coverage can be heard on 106.7 Buzz 2. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Ten Fitness brings you Top 10 Tuesdays with The Zone. Each week, Justin and Phil will dive into a different Top 10 list and take your calls. Brought to you by Ten Fitness. Turn back the clock on gym prices.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
Extreme hot weather again today. Little Rock expecting a high of 102. Heat index value easily over 110 this afternoon. Stay safe, stay cool, stay inside, and stay drinking water as well for today. Tonight, a 20% chance of a shower thunderstorm as a cool front moves through. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Hey, it's Randy Rainwater from Drive Time Sports. Join Rick Schaefer and I every afternoon on Arkansas's number one caller-driven sports show. We'll talk with great guests like Neil Atkinson from Bet Saracen, Trey Biddy, HogSports.com, Kevin Bohannon, and a whole lot more. It's all right here from 4 to 7 on 103.7 The Buzz.
The Honda Ride Red and Save Green sales event is happening at Honda Russellville. Get more done with a Pioneer 700 or 1000 side-by-side. Swing a leg over a dependable 4-Trax Rancher ATV. Take your crew in a 4-seat Pioneer 700 4 or 5-seat Pioneer 1005. Bonus bucks on select models plus low-rate financing for qualified buyers. Visit HondaRussellville.com.
For your safety, read the owner's manual and wear a helmet and eye protection. Always wear your seatbelt and close the side vents and doors when operating a side-by-side. Honda side-by-sides and ATVs for riders 16 and older.
Fort Thompson's is having a sale. Ruger RXM 9mm, $369.90. 6-Hour 365 Macro Nightmare 9mm, $679.90. CCI Blazer Brass 9mm, 50-Count Ammo for $11.99 a box at Fort Thompson's.
What if someone did play-by-play of your life? Example, what would it sound like if you visited, say, Genesis of Conway? There's the arrival. Look at the reaction on that face at seeing a dealership that is so luxurious. And going for a test drive now of a GV80, and the smile is huge. And here it comes, the big play, $8,000 off the price of that very same GV80. Let's hear it again in slow motion. $8,000 off. Winner, Genesis of Conway. The future of luxury today.
Shipments of spring and summer fashions are arriving at Bell & Sword. That means swimwear from Saks, Peter Millar golfwear and shirts, Johnny O's store within a store. Be sure to check out the Faraday line and Martin Dingman shoes and leather goods. So hurry in for a great value on quality men's clothing at Bell & Sword for your spring and summer items, and you'll look fantastic. Bell & Sword, 1011 Oak Street in downtown Conway on Facebook and Instagram.
Plumbing problems? No problem. Whether it's a leaky faucet or a whole lot more, call the professionals at BR McGinty. They'll fix it right the first time. Call for all of your plumbing needs. BR McGinty,
yeah. U.S. Truck Accessories, your number one Central Arkansas source for truck accessories. Specializing in camper shells, bed covers, spray-in bed liners, trailer hitches, steps, grill guards, bumpers, lift kits, and much more. With professional installation on all products they offer. Locations in Conway and Searcy. U.S. Truck Accessories offers their customers twice the service. Locally owned and operated by a military veteran since 2002. Visit in-store, online. U.S. Truck Accessories. Work hard, play hard.
Pat Bradley joins Morning Mayhem each week, courtesy of Cabot Outdoors. Shop their inventory of Hustler Fast Track Series zero-turn mowers at CabotOutdoors.com.
Can't listen to the radio? Don't worry. You can catch Morning Mayhem live every day. Just download the 103.7 The Buzz app.
Oh, yeah. It's 9:31 Central Time, 10:31 Eastern here on Radio Row here at SEC Media Days. Kevin Traynor joins us now. Kevin, great to have you. 15 years you've been doing this, and we were talking about some you know, of your memories of doing the moderation. Does anything stand out to you?
Well, obviously, first of all, it's a privilege to get to do this 15 years. I think it'll be by the end of the week 51 coaches I've done, different coaches over the years, so that's been a lot of fun. But I think it's just the excitement of it all, and knowing that everybody's here getting ready for Football Media Days. But of course, a lot of great memories, many of them with our late friend Bob Holt.
Yeah.
Exchanges with coaches, obviously, you know, having I've been up there with Steve Spurrier, Mike Leach, you know, some of the biggest personalities in the game, and watching them work.
Wow, I forgot about Leach. I mean, you know, when you talk about the fun personalities like Spurrier Leach, Orgeron. Yeah.
Robbie Caldwell,
you know. And so I think Coach Leach says, I'm not big on opening statements. Questions? So
yeah.
Saban was just the opposite.
Correct.
He would go 29 minutes and 30 seconds.
And Les Miles was a great, we call him the great filibuster. He was he went about 24 minutes, and he would end with where the family went on vacation in Nantucket. And leave like questions. 6 minutes for questions.
And he did talk about the Gulf of Mexico a lot.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And, you know, it's hard to believe the coaches go now 30 minutes. We used to go 45 minutes with the coaches, and that was tough. I remember, I think, the year that Derek Dooley got let go by Tennessee, we went about 13. That was about all we could go. So 30 minutes is about right.
Yeah, I think it seems to two of these coaches are really used to be. The coaches weren't afraid to say things; they didn't mind. Yeah. Now everybody's being very protective. Don't want to say anything that's going to wind up coming back to bite them or on social media. Have you sensed that too?
Absolutely. Obviously, when they're in the main media room where I am, that's going out over the SEC network. So
yeah.
They're very cognizant of that. So a lot of people, you know, may not see it if they haven't been to SEC Media Days. It's far more than just what's going on in that main room, and so it's you guys right outside here. It's a lot of individual rooms, and what you see is a lot of interactions as people are walking, as they're outside, and so a lot of it doesn't happen there in that main media room. But it's an opportunity for coaches to get up there, sell their program, and I think you've seen them realize that more as years go on, that they use it as an opportunity to talk about their program on national television.
Justin Moore is on with us, and of all of us on the show, probably Justin has had the opportunity to spend a little bit more time than anybody else. And have you had a chance to spend time around Coach Silverfield? And if you do, thoughts on him?
Yeah, no, I've had several opportunities around Coach Silverfield, and boy, love what he's doing. Love his approach. I can tell you, he has really hit the ground running. Loves this state. I've seen him around the state. He's worked really hard. Yeah. To engage, you know, with the state abroad and the fans. And so, I mean, it's, you know, he's done a great job since arriving in Fayetteville. And, you know, I just hope our fans and everybody rallies around him. I mean, it's a tough league. Obviously, there's 16 coaches coming in here this week that expect to win, and their fan bases expect them to win. But Coach Silverfield's done an amazing job, and, you know, optimistic about the progress we can make. And again, I've really been impressed the way he's gone about his business.
Your daughter is in the sports business too.
Yeah.
What's the latest with her?
Well, my daughter Emma is at Ole Miss. She's the women's basketball SID over at Ole Miss, and proud of her. She's going into her second year full time, and has enjoyed Oxford. That's been a great home for her. So it's great to have her in the sports business. And then my youngest is going to be a senior at the University of Arkansas. So it's great having one on campus. And yeah, absolutely. I know. We'll get that name on a senior walk soon too to join others like David Basil and some of those others.
Well, I got to tell you, I made a post yesterday. I saw where, I don't know if it was the Alumni Association or somebody, about the sidewalk. And Roger, I know you know the tradition, right? About the sidewalk, names in the sidewalk. If you're a student, if you're a graduate,
well, just senior that walk. That it's there. That's all I know.
Yeah. So Justin, you're aware of that too, right?
Yeah, just like Raj, that's about the extent of what I know.
It's really cool, and I know where my name is, and of course they have it, you know, as my legal name, Harold David Basil, but it's right in front of Old Main. I mean, it's literally not right in front, but it's in the front lawn of Old Main, and I thought maybe a lot of colleges have done this tradition, and apparently not.
No, this is unique to the University of Arkansas, just as unique as the Razorback is.
Yeah.
Senior walk is
I'm stunned by it. I thought somebody else would have done it, yeah.
And to be able to walk around and show your children, to show your grandchildren, you know, to see your legacy there literally etched in stone, it is a signature of the University of Arkansas.
Yeah, awesome. How many names do you think are on the sidewalks?
Well, I'm telling you what, they're running out of sidewalks.
I'm not saying it.
I know in talking to the chancellor, he said, we'll find more sidewalks.
Okay, all right.
Because it's gone all around. In fact, the latest version is just right across from the football stadium, right across from my home there at the Alumni House. We have a senior walk dedication in the fall. The Arkansas Alumni Association sponsors that. And, you know, it's just a really cool moment. And you'll see a lot of, you know, they'll take the charcoal, they'll do the rubbings. But, you know, it's something that is unique to the University of Arkansas that really defines it. And we find that it really connects people in a way that few other things do.
Yeah, I don't know, Jessica bought something like where you, it's not a, I don't know if it's a picture or what, but it's basically that in a frame. It's my name in the sidewalk. And so that's cool. What about Ole Main? Do we light that up when we win? Or is it all red? Did we think about doing that or used to do that? Or am I just confused?
Yeah, no, I think it's you know, lit up during the holidays. I'm not sure it's related to we do light the Alumni House up at red with some wins, with ring the bell there, the Toller bell. But Ole Main is, I'll tell you what, it's a beautiful building.
Very cool.
The display that you saw online was they have the original blocks of Old Main down in the basement.
Yeah.
Of Old Main. Larry Foley's done a great documentary on the university. He posted and told some of our group the other day about that. And Old Main is a wonderful building. Got married in Old Main. My wife and I got married in the Giffles Auditorium. So
that was
a great place.
I actually took classes in there. Yeah. It was almost condemned back in the 80s. And I remember walking up the stairs, and a little worried at the time, but obviously they fixed it up. But I think it'd be cool. Texas do the Orange Tower. And I was thinking at one point 20 years ago that the student body had voted to do that and drape it in red. Of course, you got the stadium this red on Friday night, and that's a cool tradition. Justin, I don't know if you've seen that. I mean, that's a really cool deal for people to go gather and see the Razor.
It's really good. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah, it's a cool thing.
I'm thinking of Justin Moore concert in front of Old Main. That's what I'm thinking.
Well, he's
I like it. That's
He is on call. For concerts for U of A.
There's no question about it. He is a great advocate for the university and the Razorbacks, and I'm always in for a Justin Moore concert, and if it can be in front of Ole Miss, even better.
Thanks, Kevin.
Yeah, that's we were joking the other day that the way the world has changed. He did the big fundraiser at George's and got up there and was doing Q&A with
Joe Nichols.
Yeah, that's right. Joe was there, and, and Pooh Paul, Justin was doing Q&A with him, and you know, basically it was raising money for the going in his wallet, and he was gone within a month. You know, he's down at Ole Miss, and just sort of the nature of the business now. So, but you're loving the Alumni Association.
Yeah, really blessed. Appreciate Brandy Cox's leadership, our executive director, Scott Verity, Chancellor Robinson. It's a great way to stay connected. I mean, so many friends have made through the years in relationship. And when you get to talk about the University of Arkansas and all that's going on, the Land of Opportunity Scholarship, we're going to have our first cohort, our first class of scholars from 72 to 75 counties in Arkansas.
I mean, students who don't have the money to attend the university.
As Chancellor Robinson said, it's not about ability, it's about affordability. Yeah. And so it's really exciting. Land of Opportunity will be the sponsor for the first football game against North Alabama. So we're still getting the word out about that, but it's an opportunity. It's really at the heart of our land-grant mission, which is to educate the people of Arkansas from all over the state.
And before I let you go, we need to say congratulations, guys. We're talking to a Hall of Famer. You went into what was the name of the Hall of Fame you went into?
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. College Sports Communicators this summer, and Hall of Famer. So, you know, I don't get treated any differently at home. I still have to pick up the stuff. And it was a fantastic honor, and it was great to be among those colleagues and to represent the University of Arkansas. So very proud of and carry that on. So
yeah, very nice. Very deserving. Well, great to see you. I know you got to – who you got next? Who's
up
next?
We've got Alex Golish is up next for
– speak Auburn, Russian.
Not very well, Randy. I struggle with English sometimes, too.
What's easier for you, KT, being the moderator now or back in the day when you were the SID and had to bring
the moderator. You know, I used to say coming with a head coach was like going through a car wash with your suit on. I mean, you're moving, and there's not enough. And so I've done it all. I've escorted players. I've escorted the coach. Now I just get to sit and wait for them to come to my room and spend 30 minutes with them. But, you know, it's fun to be around. It's great to see friends from all over the SEC footprint and get ready for the football season. So grateful to Commissioner Sankey, Herb Vincent, Chuck Dunlap for having me. And, hey, my NIL is pretty good. Pretty much some hotel rooms, some food, and some caffeine along the way. So.
You think about it too. How many SIDs have there been in the last 70 years? Not many. Yeah. I mean, there's only been five or six.
Yeah.
You, Rick, Kyle,
right?
Zach Higbee.
Zach, going back to Rick. Well, who was before Rick? What was his name?
Butch Henry. Yeah, Clay's brother.
Yeah, and then there was one more before him.
Yeah, Bob Chain.
Bob Chain was a long time.
Yeah, so really about maybe 10?
Yeah, no, it's
and,
been
and a, 80 years maybe. That's pretty impressive. Great group. So, all right, buddy, we'll let you get back to work, Kevin.
Well, appreciate it. Yep. Don't choke. Stay good. Yes. But appreciate you guys being here. Thanks for having me.
You bet. All right, Kevin Trainer, we'll take a break, come back, and wrap things up. Yeah, that's hard to believe when we have Rick on every week that he was my SID. I mean, my gosh, just like that was 40 years ago, but all good dudes. Yep. All good dudes. All right, we'll come back and wrap things up here in just a minute.
Wall Street, taking you and me to the cleaners.
Man, stuff like that made me wish I had my own little fingers.
Yep. Let them fly in the sky, get them all up high in the air. You let them flip like you don't give a rip like your mama ain't there. I could use a few for the dude in the suit who cut me off in his brand new Beamer. And it's stuff like that to make me wish I had.
This is the Pigskin Preacher, bringing you the word. DeBose Hayward and George Gershwin's Summertime was composed for the 1935 opera Porgy and Bess. With these words, summertime and the living is easy. Fish are jumping and the cotton is high. Your daddy's rich and your mom is good looking. Right now, my sons are thinking, well, we got one of those at least anyway. As you enjoy the summertime with vacations and the beach and the lake and fun, let us be thankful that we live in such an incredible country. Get out there and soak up the sun, my brothers and sisters. Double B's is here to help you party in the USA, as we have many of the things you need for your next pool party or trip to the lake. Delicious drinks, sensational sandwiches, and many other items that you might have forgotten to pack. We have it all. Doublebee's. It's where you gas it, grab it, and go. That's Doublebee's.
Hello, this is Justin Akre. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Parham in Little Rock next to UAMS Health Urology Center. For walk-in care, choose UAMS Ortho now. Call 501-686-TOSH when you think ortho, think UAMS.
I got my first real six string.
Brian Adams, Roll with the Punches Tour 2026.
Come on, make up your mind.
A night full of hits, live at Simmons Bank Arena, Saturday, August 1st. With special guest Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo. Get tickets now at LiveNation.com.
Hey, this is Chris Walker with Fence Brokers. Looking for top quality fencing at unbeatable prices? At Fence Brokers, we're your local fence distributor with everything you need. Wood, vinyl, chain link, ornamental iron, entry estate gates, access control, and more. Whether you're a contractor or a do-it-yourself homeowner, our staff of experts will help you find the perfect solutions for your project. Fast delivery, huge selection, and personalized service set us apart. Visit us in Bryant or find us at fencebrokers.com to submit a quote. Fence Brokers, going the extra mile.
When the moments in your life are too important to miss, you can trust O'Reilly Auto Parts to keep you and your plans on the road. Our professional parts people can test your vehicle's battery and even give it a charge if needed. In most cases, we can install your new battery for free. It's just one of the many services we provide at O'Reilly Auto Parts to ensure life's best moments don't find you stranded.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
With other language learning apps, I was just playing games. I wasn't really learning. Babbel's different.
Babbel was designed by over 200 language learning experts to be the most effective way to learn another language.
Every time I open the app, I can choose to work on my writing, speaking, or listening. And it saves my mistakes for me to review, so I'm constantly improving. Before Babbel, I thought I just wasn't good with languages. But now I'm speaking French. Tout ça, c'est grâce à Babbel.
Save up to 50% on your Babbel subscription when you sign up at Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
You can't always see what's in the air, but dust, allergens, contaminants, even mold could be affecting your health. Learn about air quality testing at RainbowRestores.com. When the unthinkable happens, damage from smoke, water, fire, mold, or just poor air quality, let Rainbow Restoration fix your home or business. With their 24/7 rapid response, you'll get your life back on track fast. RainbowRestores.com. Rainbow Restoration. They restore, you recover. Services performed by an independently owned and operated franchise.
Looking for a powerful new truck? Make the smart drive to Smart Buick GMC in Whitehall. They've got a huge selection of rugged GMC trucks waiting for you right now, starting at just $38,296. For work, play, and everything in between. No matter where you are, Whitehall is a short drive from anywhere. So come find your new truck today or browse their entire inventory online now at smartbuickgmc.com. Smart Buick GMC. They are professional grade.
Tune in to Out of Bounds each Monday for Weekend Recap, brought to you by Fleet Management Services. Serving Central Arkansas for over 20 years, they're your small to mid-sized fleet specialist that also takes care of our fleet at Signal Media. Fleet Management Services is now hiring for loop tech, tire tech, and light maintenance. Eight paid holidays and paid vacation, paid health insurance, and 401k. Pay depends on experience and signing bonus. Apply in person at 901 East 8th Street in Little Rock.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, the self-proclaimed best singing radio show in the country.
There's no, it is self-proclaimed, but it's a fact. It's the best singing show in America.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it.
We're the best there is.
The best that's there is, Justin. Is. That's exactly right. Somebody says here, the light shining around Randy's head makes him look like he's about to ascend to heaven.
It is.
Okay.
Yeah. It's pretty nice.
It's pretty bright.
Yeah, somebody even said Randy looks like Uncle June from Soprano.
Uncle June? Randy, you agree with that? Here's one. It says Christian. It says Roger asked Christian how to say Tulsa. He says Tulsa.
It's
on his
Tulsa,
sports
right?
Report.
Tulsa.
Uh-oh.
Well, you were saying it right the first time. Now he's got you saying it the wrong way.
What? How do you say
Tulsa?
It, Christian? How do you say it? One more time.
Tulsa.
I don't know. It sounds, Justin, how does that sound to you? Does that sound accurate or a little bit
living
off?
On Tulsa, Tom.
No. So, that sounds, what was I having?
I don't what, know.
How
I don't
do you
know
say
how
Tulsa?
I say it.
Tulsa. Tulsa.
Tulsa?
Say it, Christian. Roger, what was the one I was having Tulsa. Trouble with the other day?
That, I don't know how I say it. I'm confused now.
Celebrity?
No, it wasn't celebrity. It was another one. It was...
Justin, here it is. I don't know if you heard this part. Stop me if you have. If not, this is for the people that have not heard it. So we're getting in the car down in Atlanta. He says, hey, man, we need to get the directions to the course. I said, what was that? He goes, to the course. We need to find out how to get
to the golf course.
To the course. And I went, you talking to the racetrack? To the race course? He goes, no! The movie, Smokey and the Bandit, when they were going out to the course beer.
The course.
Oh. The course. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
he
yeah,
said
yeah.
course beer. Right. He said course. He was course. Having a hard time. Now listen to it. Course. Say it again.
Course.
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 I don't still want some... That S is kind of pronounced as a Z. You're wanting to say course. The S so bad you can't stand it.
That's true. You give it a Z sound, Coors.
And then Roger was doing Fangio. Jewel.
You know what? I was just trying to be.
I think we've got that in the system.
Proper.
I think we've got that in the system, don't we?
You know what else we got in the system? You know what else we got in the system? You rat. You know what? I don't blame you. I blame your lack of sleep.
Randy, somebody said, Randy looks like Casper the Friendly Ghost.
He
I
does.
Tell you, Randy,
he is
getting a lot of love there.
He is what I would call from a David Allen Cole song, Ghost White Pale.
Basil also said Randy was eating potassios.
Pistachios?
I said pistachios, didn't I?
I don't know.
Pistachios?
Yeah. If you said pistachios, then you're way off. I wouldn't be bragging about saying pistachios.
Somebody says, how about how Bass says hogs? Hogs.
Yeah, that's
hogs.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah,
say
you
that.
Still haven't gotten it. And so, been 40 years.
Well, that one is one thing. Celebrity is another one.
I mean, you better back off over just, there. Celebrity.
Oh, my God. I
celebrity.
Love you. I love
celebrity.
You. There's no P in it.
Is celebrities, right.
Hogs
this is
right okay.
This is what they do to me, Randy. This
hogs,
is what we
hogs
but we
is okay.
We toughen each
Randy
other up.
Randy knows better than that. This is what you do to us constantly.
Exactly, Justin.
We
all
he's the biggest potster.
We toughen each other up. That's what we do. We toughen each other up. Tomorrow.
He just likes it. Take it to another level.
Tomorrow, Trey, you've got Alabama, Kalen DeBoer. You've got Florida coach Summerall, Ole Miss coach Pete Golden. Well, it's funny.
Summerall.
It's spelled Summerall. Is it Summerall or Summerall?
Summerall.
Summerall.
There's no
E
in it.
Boys.
There's no summer.
Yeah, Summerall.
Summerall.
I'm saying Summerall. That's what I'm saying.
There we go. Summerall. You got it now.
See, I'm saying Summerall.
Yeah. Well, how do you, Houston?
Yeah. What do you say, Randy?
I'm not gay.
Nobody. I'm asking you how you say
what was
the other.
What was the other one?
What do you
do? Roger, that you always play Randy in the morning. Not that bulge in his pocket. There's another one that you always say that you play.
That's not it?
No. It's you said there was not. Oh, I don't know what it says. It's edgy. It's edgy. It's
oh,
sexual.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Somebody, yeah, when he's, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll have to, I don't
well,
know.
Keep,
it's
keep
not
looking.
All here. Yeah, keep looking.
Keep looking. So, also, A&M coach Mike Elko.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mentioned
Echo?
Justin. Huh?
Echo?
Elko.
Oh, Echo.
Okay, Elko. It's, that's why it's so funny. Everybody's giving the LSU. Oh, yeah, LSU. Well, listen, there's a bunch of other good teams that it may not be quite so easy for Lane Kiffin. We don't know about that Arizona quarterback, to be honest with you, Levitt. You know, he was hurt last year. You presume he's going to be a good quarterback. You can presume they're going to be really tough to beat. But there's some other quality teams.
Yeah, here's some other quality teams.
Didn't you tell me the other day that Arkansas had hired Ron Silverfish? Is that what you said to me the other day?
No.
Wait, Randy, what was it that you said the other day? Oh, it's not on. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
It's not working?
Hey, look on today, or I'll just put it.
Yeah, you play it, Christian.
Oh, no, it doesn't play.
Are you serious?
Oh, someone took it out of the system.
What is it?
It's the clip you were looking for.
Yeah,
because I knew there was something he plays for you, Randy, all the time. It's a little edgy.
You got to find it, Christian. That is ridic.
It's empty.
It doesn't play. Wow, somebody. Have you been in that system, Randy?
No.
Have you been in that system?
I already know what you're talking about.
Oh, Scott, have you paid Kramer?
As tech savvy as he is, he's probably been in there.
Let's check in with Justin Akery, who should be on a remote broadcast today. Justin, are you there? Justin Akery going once.
If he's not here, Moose is in here. He's not there.
I don't think he's there.
Okay, that's okay. So anyway, tomorrow, again, you're talking about another one that's a little bit different, Randy and Trey, is not having Saban here. I mean, that used to be it was like Elvis.
He was a rock star.
It was like, he walked in the building.
He was the rock star.
What I haven't noticed this year? The state troopers with the coaches.
Because, that's true. None.
You know, Gus had his Alabama state troopers. Saban had his Alabama state
troopers. Almost all of them did. When Saban walked in here, of course, they had a big following outside. They had a lot of fans.
Better security, though, here, I think.
Well, there's only one guy. I don't know.
They won't let you through that place.
Yeah, now they've got somebody up there. Of course, you've got a lot of your interns here. The girls are doing their internships.
So ladies.
What's that?
Ladies.
Yeah, ladies. Ladies doing their internships here. It's always good to see maybe some of the future. Boy, I saw Alyssa Lang yesterday. Roger and Justin, holy mackerel. Kevin Trainer and I both like, she looks like she could be a professional dancer. I mean, like, she
really? What do you mean?
I mean, she is.
What do you mean?
She is in such good shape. What she was wearing yesterday was a very tight,
but
like,
you
dress.
Said Randy looks like he's in great shape. Could he be a dancer?
He could.
What these?
165 pounds of
165
molten
pounds
lava
of just dance. Moose is here, and he's got the rundown for the zone.
Moose, what you got on the zone today?
What's up, y'all? Justin is going to be out at Royal Windows in Royal. He's out there now setting up. We're going to check in and see how you can, get better for the summer here. We also got Bruce Marshall coming on from the Gold Sheet. We'll get some odds there. And, of course, we're going to talk to Trey coming up at about 11:10. He's at SEC Media Days with y'all, obviously. And Top 10 Tuesdays coming up, 10 Fitness with that. We got Eli Craner, Cliff, and Susan Prowse going to come in for Keys of the Weekend with Willie D's. And the same old Entertainment Report with Bell and Sword, Birthday Trivia with Brewskies, and we'll see what's on tap.
Thank you, Moose. For us tomorrow, we've got the commish on tomorrow. And we've been doing that. Justin, I know you've
wonderful.
You've been doing the show. We've got to do a little name that tune with the commish. And that's part of our deal.
It's going to be early. I don't know if Justin will be up that early.
Oh, is he at 7? No. Justin can do it. He's here. He's here at 7 now.
I can
stand to miss that one until he decides to give us a legitimate schedule.
That or the officiating, right?
Yeah, true. Yeah, yeah.
All right.
He's got some stuff to work on.
Boys back in Arkansas, great job. Trey, thanks so much.
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Zone's up next.
This July is America's 250th birthday, so declare your independence from low testosterone at Low T Center. Start with a free T-test today. Stay on treatment for 90 days, and we're going to put $250 back in your pocket. It's a Low T Center 250 for 250 offer celebrating freedom. Visit fixmylowt.com and book your free T-test today.
Stop paying retail. Summer savings on now at Natural State Wholesale, the warehouse in Cabot. Contractors build.